there. Today's story shows the power Jesus has over death. Jesus loved Lazarus and Mary and Martha very much. One day, Lazarus became very sick. His sister sent a messenger to ask Jesus to come quickly to heal Lazarus. But Jesus stayed in the place where he was 2 more days before he told his disciples,
"Lazarus is dead. Let us go to him that God may be glorified."
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she left Mary and their friends who had come to comfort them and went to Jesus.
"Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
"Your brother shall rise again."
"I know he shall rise again in the last day, but Lord, we need him now."
"I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe that, Martha?"
"I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Then Martha left to get Mary, and they all went to the place where Lazarus had been buried.
"We are here now. Take the stone away from the mouth of the cave."
"Lord, by this time there will be a terrible smell. He has been dead 4 days.
"Didn't I tell you to just believe and you would see the glory of God? Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Lazarus, come forth."
"Look, Lazarus is coming out. He is still wrapped in his grave clothes. It's a miracle."
"Loose him and let him go."
If you have never thanked the Lord for taking your punishment and dying on Calvary's tree, and you want to tell him today, and you want to take him to be your Savior, you can pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me and dying for me. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Thank you for everlasting life, your wonderful gift to me. Amen.